Hello and welcome, fellow Roots podcast listeners. If you do not know yet, this podcast is of our final week of Project India, or PIE, as we've been calling it. We started March 14th, that's 3.14, and ended on June 28th, 6.28, or 2 times PIE. Our goal for PIE in these 3 months was to raise $26,000 to help complete the building of a church in Badawada, India, through a church partner ministry called Paul J. Sumantha Ministries. Well, the results are in, and the stories are too abundant to get through in this one podcast, but I can name a few. We had our youth making personal sacrifices like selling their iPods, cell phones, video game systems, jewelry, giving up end-of-the-year road trip money, school banquet money for PIE. We even had one of our youth tell all of her friends to bring her money for her birthday instead of presents so she can give that to PIE, turning out to be a sum of about $1,000. Let me tell you, God has moved and is moving in our community. I want to let you guys in on the night and let you know that we worshiped that night stronger than ever before, proclaiming the great things that God has done. We were so joyful to be part of His mission. Here is David Sumanth with some words of thanks for teaming up with his ministry in India, and then a well-timed message from the Big Daddy Keys. Oh, by the way, we raised the $26,000. And again, by the way, we did it by the end of May. Oh, and by the way, do you know how big our God is? He brought the final total of PIE to $47,000. Yeah. Man, thank you very much, you podcast listeners, for your contribution in this, as we're just so happy to have given you the opportunity as well to be in on a PIE. So check it out.
And doing things even more incredible than what you already have done. This is just the beginning. This is
Amen.
The beginning. And we will take this inspiration. I am inspired by you. I am deeply inspired by you. And today is a journal entry day for me. And I will take this memory for the rest of my life. And I will take this memory to pass on to the rest of the world. You can bet on it that I will talk about you, because you have been an inspiration. Pastor Keys, Sister Ginger, and all of you, thank you so very much again. And may God bless you beyond belief.
God, amen. Amen. So you got some giant postcards from the Roots family there for our friends in India. As Faith mentioned earlier tonight, Sunday night is my ordination. I hope that all of you will be there to share in that, and that you'll come and you'll pray over me. If I end up never getting married, then that will be the biggest day of my life. And got a little sympathy from the ladies there. I like that. And then the next day I'll be packing up and we'll move up to New Jersey the day after Sunday, because in about a week I'll begin classes already up there in seminary. So this being my last Roots with you as your youth pastor, not the last time I'll be with you. I'll be come back and I'll be checking on you cats. But this will be the last time I'll be with you as your youth pastor. And this being a night of celebrating what our God has done in our community, I have to take a moment to talk about something called the priesthood of all believers. There's not another time that's better to talk about this. If we can put this on the screen, the priesthood of all believers. Now, this might be a new concept to you. However, the meaning behind this concept is definitely not new to you. This is something that we have taught here at Roots for these last 2 years. Let me tell you what a priest is in Scripture. A priest is someone who stands in between God and other people. It's someone who mediates between God and others. And so in Scripture, the priest is up close with God. They talk with God. They interact with God. They commune with God. A priest meets with God. So firstly, they have this intimate relationship with the living God. And then secondly, a priest then goes out and represents God. They act on behalf of God. They go and carry His blessings into the world. So this concept of the priesthood of all believers, this is what that concept means. Everyone who follows Jesus is His priest. That means that right here, this Roots community is a group of priests. You're a bunch of priests. You go, ooh, Keith, that sounds kind of funny. I thought priests were those cats that wear the little white thing right here, you know what I'm talking about? And I thought they were kind of like the most spiritual and the most holy and special people and kind of uppity, and they work at church and blah, 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 blah. If that's what we've made the priesthood into, then that's what we have made it into, because that was never God's intention from the beginning. God's intention is that all of His people would be His priest. Now, some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy, like I'm making this up. So I'm going to show you where this is. In Exodus 19, let me give you the setting here. The people of Israel, they have seen God do mighty and huge things. They've just seen God rescue them out of Egypt. They've seen God part the Red Sea. But they are yet to hear His voice. They don't know Him intimately. But Moses, there's this one cat, Moses. He's this great leader. Moses has heard God speak. He's talked with God. In fact, another place in Exodus, it says that God spoke to Moses face to face as one friend to another. And so this Moses, he has this intimate relationship with God. And this is what God says to Moses, if we can put this on the screen. Then Moses went up to God. This is fascinating. And the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of what? You will be for me a whole kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses comes down, and Moses tells the Israelites exactly that. He says, look, check it out. God wants you to know Him like I know Him. God wants you to come up to the mountain. God wants you to hear His voice. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants you to be a whole kingdom of priests. He wants you to be a holy nation. God doesn't want this to be a thing where you're really far away. He wants you to be up close to be His priest. And I love the response that the Israelites have for this. Let me show you this. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So, I mean, they're fired up. I mean, they're like, what are you talking? Yeah, we're down with that. I mean, let's get this on. They're all bowed up. They're excited because God is about to bless them. God is about to make them all His priests. And let us remember, my friends, let us remember Genesis 12, which we quote around here left and right, which is where God first calls Abraham and forms the nation of Israel. You remember this? We talk about it all the time. He says, Abraham, I'm going to choose you and bless you. Why? So that you will be a blessing to all the nations. That's the role of the priest. I'll bless you so you can go out and take my blessing to others. And here, God says to all the people of the nation, I want you all to be my priest. I want to bless you all so you can carry this out, so you can be a light to the rest of the nations. Go out and represent me to the rest of the world. And the people say, let's get it on. But then the people begin to walk up the mountain. And something interesting happens. Look at this. This is from the next chapter. Exodus 20. When the people saw the thunder and the lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. So they're walking up the mountain. They're like, dude, this is kind of scary. They stayed at a distance. And they said to Moses, Moses, you speak to us yourself. And we'll listen. But don't have God speak to us or we'll die. Something really dark happened that day. It's called the professionalization of ministry. The people of Israel rejected God's invitation to them to be His priest, for them all to be His priest, for them to represent Him in the world, to carry His blessings out. They turned down His invitation and instead sent Moses up the mountain and chose to stay at a distance from Him. They said, you know, on second thought, bro, why don't you go for us? We're not sure if we really want to interact with Him, you know. We started going up the mountain. We saw some flipping smoke coming out of the thing. We heard a trumpet blowing, but no one's up on the mountain. Who's blowing the trumpet? We don't know what it'll be like if we go up there and we meet with God that close. So Moses, you go for us, and then you come back and tell us what He said. And then when it came time to do God's work, God's ministry, let's let those people over there do it. They're the ones that are really spiritual, and they're all close to God, talking with Him and everything. So we'll let them do the ministry, because they are the professionals. Now, I'm going to put a really dirty word up on the screen. So just get ready. Hope this doesn't offend anybody. Okay, I'm going to put a dirty word up on the screen. Just for a minute, though, all right? Okay, here it is. Okay, so what is this word? What's this word? Huh? Don't just yell it out, man. Just cranking out profanity over there. Just laity. Laity. Let me tell you what laity means. Laity means all the people that are not professional ministers. This is what we usually say. Lay person. Have you heard this? This is the terminology we usually use. Lay person. So now, instead of the priesthood of all believers, now we have the priests, who are these special elite, you know, really holy pastors or ministers or preachers, whatever you want to call them. And then you got everybody else over here as the lay persons. And why this language of laity, of lay persons, is dangerous is because it begins to create a hierarchy of those who are professionals and should do all of the ministry. Now, on this day there at Mount Sinai in Exodus, Moses became the first of a great line of awesome prophets and judges that God sent. I mean, we got this whole history of amazing people that met with God and then spoke on behalf of Him. But I also want you to know, this was a huge step away from what God always intended. God wanted from the beginning all the people of his nation to represent him. He wanted everybody to be his priest, to come up close and then to send them out on mission with him and to represent him. And so God never gave up on this idea of the priesthood of all believers. And so look at me. When Jesus comes, things begin to change. I mean, here's Jesus, God in the bod, God in the flesh, God as a human being. And let us notice who he spends his time with. Let us notice who Jesus chose as his disciples. Not the religious leaders. Not the scribes. Not the professionals. But fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary and common folk. And he teaches them, look, when you're praying, call God Abba, Daddy. He's teaching them to approach God in the most intimate way. And then Jesus sends these very people out to do his ministry, sends them out to represent him, sends him out to take his blessings into the nations. And do you know what we are told is the first thing that happens when Jesus dies on the cross? It says that the curtain in the temple was ripped. What was the curtain? You got this curtain, the curtain of Holy of Holies. And it is what separates the priest from the laity, from the lay persons, right? Only the most spiritual and holy of the priests could enter through this curtain. And when Jesus dies, the curtain rips from top to the bottom. Do you know why we're told that little detail? From top to the bottom, it's not ripped with human hands. It's ripped by God. It's God who's doing away with this little division between those who can get really close to him and those who can't. It's God who's doing away with this division of the professional ministers and everybody else. Do you see what's happening? God is reviving the priesthood of all believers. And so that's why when Peter is writing years later to Christians spread out all throughout the Roman Empire, this is what he says to them. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. And the Greek there for God's only people is God's possession. Remember Exodus 19? This is the fulfillment of Exodus 19. And why? In order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. It's God reviving the priesthood of all believers. Will you please look at me? Because I need to tell you what this means. It means that everyone in here, all of you, it means that the Holy Spirit has called and ordained all of you into ministry, into His priesthood. You know what ordained means? I know we got all these fancy smancy words. I'm sorry about that. But ordained means to commission, to set apart, to choose. And baptism. Baptism is our sign of our universal ordination into ministry. That when you're baptized, what does it represent? Your new identity in Christ. That now you are a part of God's family and therefore now you are a part of God's ministry. You are His minister. Okay, well what the heck is a pastor then? what do you do then, Keith? Okay, a pastor then is simply someone that God calls to lead His priesthood, which is the entire community of God. And so that doesn't make them any more special. It doesn't make them any more privileged. It doesn't elevate them above anybody else. It simply says something about what God has called them to do in the church. So please, come to my ordination on Sunday night. But please understand that it is my second ordination. My first was along with you, baptized into the church. and into the church's ministry. You are a royal priesthood. Let me just show you one other verse. I'm sorry, but I got to get going on this. I'm sorry, I like this. This is what the New Testament says is the role of the pastor. Ephesians 4:12. Some to be pastors and teachers. Why? To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. My role here has never been to do all the ministry. My role has been to train you to do the ministry. You are the ministers. You are the priest. And notice that I'm saying priesthood of all believers, not just priesthood of male believers. You are all priests of Jesus Christ. So, this is what I want to leave you with, my friends. Here it is. Live out your priesthood. Notice, I'm not going to try to compel you to become a priest, okay? The reason is because you already are a priest. So I'm just telling you to live out your priesthood. Don't buy into the professionalization of ministry. Ministry is not just for a few elite, select people. Don't buy into this whole laity thing. Don't even use that dirty language. You are a royal priesthood. Live out your priesthood. And as His priest, He wants you to know Him intimately. As His priest, He wants you to know Him and be close to Him. He wants you to have a deep relationship with Him. Jesus wants you to have a white, hot, burning love affair with Him. And as His priest, God wants to send you out into the world to proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. God wants to use you as His priest to bring more of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He wants to use your life in your school, in your home. He wants to use you in touching Miami with love. He wants to use you in Coral Gables. He wants to use you in West Grove, in Havana, Cuba, in Badawada, India. You are the very instruments that God wants to use to heal this world, redeem this world. You are His holy priesthood, and I tell you, live out that priesthood. And I do hope that you see the significance of Project India and all this. I mean, I hope that you see, what does it mean that you were able to complete Pi in 3.5 months? And not only that, but to go farther, go way beyond that. What does this mean? What does it say about you? And what does it say about how the Holy Spirit wants to live in you and use you? God wants you to be His priest. Live out your priesthood. And so it has been a joy and a privilege for me these last 2 years to not only share my life with you, but to partner with you in ministry. And you have no idea how proud I am of you. You have no idea how much I believe in you. And Roots has never been my thing, never my gig. I've just been a part of it. This community, this is Roots. And I'm not worried about leaving. As hard as it is on my heart, I'm not worried about it because I believe in you so much. And look at me, I don't have time to say fluff, okay? So what I say, I mean. I believe in you. And we have an unbelievable... I could not feel more better about the team that we have in place right now that's going to carry this on with Liz and Jenny and little Aunt and Jeff and Ginger. And they're in the process right now of finding the right person that can come and join the team in my place. I'm not worried about this because I believe in you. And I'm looking at you right now with eyes that are burning, knowing that you are His royal priesthood. And so I tell you, live out your priesthood. Don't forget it! Don't forget it. Don't buy in to what they say that you got to be a professional. Don't buy into it. Don't listen to the laity language. Don't forget your priesthood. Dream big dreams. Pray big prayers that God would use your life in all the big ways and in all the small ways. Live out your priesthood. And so this Sunday night, you'll have an opportunity to pray over me and to commission me. But tonight, I want to pray over you and I want to commission you. I want to remind you that you are His priesthood. And so, if you would like to, I'd like to ask you to come down and to kneel here. To kneel in the front and for this to be our altar. Or if you'd like to just kneel in the aisle of where you're at. Or you can just sit where you are. But I want to pray over you right now. And I want to commission you as His priesthood. So, if you'd like to join me down here, please. And as soon as I'm finished, we will stand and we will continue to celebrate what our God is doing. Gracious, loving Abba. Gracious, loving Daddy, Father. I thank you, O God, for my brothers and sisters here. I thank you for all these that you've called out of darkness into your marvelous light, all these that you've redeemed, all these that you've given a new identity, that you've made your sons and daughters. They are royalty as children of the great King. And oh, I pray that they would not forget their first love. Lord, my first message at Roots almost exactly 2 years ago was love affair. And I pray, Lord, that more than anything, they would desire you, they would long for you, they would want you, they would pursue you, they would chase you, they would press into you, that they would be able to proclaim with King David in Psalm 63, "Oh God, your love is better than life. It's better than life. It's better than anything I could know of in all the earth. It's just, it's better than life." And God, I pray for them that they'd be reminded of their identity tonight. That you're not reserving your ministry and your work and your dreams for some special professionals. Remind them that they are your royal priesthood. And that you promise that we will do even farther, greater things than you did when you were here. And that's because it's you, sweet Jesus, working in us and through us, and not just one individual, but a whole community. And I pray, God, that they would live out their priesthood. I pray that Pi would be a reminder that nothing is impossible with you, oh God. And that, Father, that they would live out their priesthood. Live out their priesthood. Live out their priesthood. All for your glory. Oh God, for your glory. For your glory.